Just sitting down thinking about it after the national championship game, I felt like it was my time. You know, I had a great career at Ohio State. Of course, you know, family issues persuaded me that way. And also think about my teammates. You know, we had a lot of guys that weren't able to participate this year or play on the field as much as they wanted to because, you know, guys like me, James Laurinaitis, you know, starting roles and predominantly players. And it gives them a chance to get up there and play too. Well, it was a big battle for me. I know going back to the previous year, you know, it was tough competition for me with him. I remember him kickbacking and pass protection. You know, it was tough for me to get around him. So, you know, going into that game, I really focused on that and learning my new techniques to, you know, study and get better edge on him, and it worked. It was just more so paying attention to his techniques and waiting for the right moment, but nothing special, you know. Speed, you know, but it's, you know, there's always little variations you can do to, you know, help you. It depends on who the offensive lineman is and what they do. But the biggest thing is, you know, just be aggressive. Yes, my high school coach did go to Michigan. Biggest thing for me was I didn't grow up in college football. I didn't start till my sophomore year of high school. So, you know, when the opportunity came to have a scholarship at college, biggest thing was just find a place that would be best suited for me. And I felt like Ohio State was that, you know, based on the coaching staff, based on they had three defensive linemen leaving that year. And the position that they had for me, which was the Leo position, which allowed you to rush the passer and drop. Yes, Michigan recruited me also. Oh yeah, you know, not only Mike Vrabel, but a lot of guys come back from the NFL and always giving us advice and tips and you know, helping us out. You know, he comes back a lot during the summertime when we're in our heated you know, conditioning time for season, and he works out with us a lot, and you know, a lot of times he actually joins in the workouts and get a chance to compete with him, with an NFL guy and veteran, and sometimes I beat him in the workouts, sometimes he beat me, but he's a good guy. I think I could, you know, obviously he made the Pro Bowl this year, you know, that'd be something I'd be looking to do too. But biggest thing is we come from a similar background, Ohio State, similar position. And, you know, I think the talent's definitely there.
When you were going through the decision-making process and everything, how big was that Michigan game, being able to play like you did against Long Island, having the three sacks in that game? Was that maybe the game that said, maybe, you know, maybe I am going to be that level prospect, and maybe it is time to think about going out?
Nah. It was in my mind before then, you know. Making a decision like that, that's not something you come to at one point in the season. You know, you kind of play the whole season that way, you know, as in terms of, you know, this possibly could be my last year. You know, I knew all along that I can be that type of level player, but it was just to give an opportunity to shine on that stage and show what I can do.
With Jenkins and Laurinaitis coming back, was there any thought to being, I mean, so they have pretty much everyone back. Was there any thought to going back and, you know, being with those guys, doing the same thing they did?
Well, their decision actually came, I think Jenkins made his right before me, and Laurinaitis after me. You know, going back and doing it again, you know, I would love to. But, you know, biggest thing with me, I was a four-year guy. It was a huge difference between four-year and three-year guy. And, you know, like I said, you know, my career has been great at Ohio State, and I just felt like it was my time. No, actually, never really watched football. You know, it was one of those things where, you know, I watched basketball. You know, I was a big wrestling fan, and you know, loved working out. But football was one of the ones that just kind of slipped through the cracks. I played it a couple of times, you know, when I was younger, but never really organized football. Yeah, my high school coach actually, you know, saw me walking the halls one day and recruited me to join the team. Part of Detroit. I moved a couple of times, but you could say the west side of Detroit, right off Woodward, about 6 Mile.
What are you most comfortable with? Are you most comfortable down or standing up?
That's a tough one. I wouldn't say I'm uncomfortable with either one of them. It's just more so, no, I'm pretty comfortable with both of them, I would say. Well, in high school, I actually was outside linebacker. You know, I played all around in high school. So coming to Ohio State, it wasn't too much of a – the biggest difference was actually becoming a defensive end with my hand on dirt. But, you know, I also played offensive line in high school. So it was kind of like I had the best of both worlds coming into that position.
What is your preference? Would you rather be an end in the NFL or an outside
linebacker? Well, I love playing defensive end. I love getting after the quarterback and, you know, affecting the game in that way. But at the end of the day, you know, it's, you know, whatever team want to put me at.
Couple more guys.
Oh, yeah. I know just from my study of the game how big the defensive line is. If you got a front four that can control the game, then, you know, you're already destined for the championship. And, you know, that was just proving it, you know, once those guys were able to take advantage of their speed and get to the quarterback. Right now I'm hoping for about 35, but we'll see tomorrow. Yeah, a little bit.
Thank you, bro.